Buckingham Palace Connection, a five-part serial dramatised for radio by Ted Willis from his own novel, with Maurice Denham as Lord Tremaine, Jeremy Clyde as Captain Tremaine, Joyce Carey as Lady Tremaine, Elizabeth Proud as Meg, Bob Sherman as Major Story, Sean Barrett as Colonel Kasakov, Hayden Wood as Nikolai Dukhov, and Ted Willis as himself. Part 5, The Secret of the Forest.
So, Lord Willis, there we were in the Ekaterinburg.
The last stage of a long journey.
As you say, my dear, and the hardest part was yet to come.
You had to change the plan to rescue the Tsar, or rather bring it forward.
Well, we had no choice. The local Soviet planned to execute them at noon the next day. We had to move before then. So, while Kasakov was preparing his men for the assault on the House of Special Purpose, I went to talk with political commissar Sergo Mogilov, a secret royalist agent working within the ranks of the Bolsheviks.
So, we shall have to make our move in the morning.
Of course, there's no other alternative. It is our last chance. Transport.
Kasakov is seeing about that now. Tell me, how many guards will be on duty at the House of Special Purpose?
Two at the entrance to the first stockade. Yeah. Four in the courtyard guarding the main entrance. Six in the grounds at the back. Two will be manning the machine gun at the attic window.
Is that 14?
There may be two more in the courtyard while the Imperial family are exercising.
Does the Tsar know? I mean, does he know that you're a friend?
No. He believes I am a Red. It would have been too dangerous to reveal myself. We are watched by too many eyes. It is the story of my life. I've been in the secret police so long, I feel like a man with two souls in one body. Do you know, even my wife thinks I'm a Bolshevik?
But somehow the Tsar must be warned. He must be warned to be ready. It's essential that at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, the whole family should take their usual exercise in the yard. They must all be ready to obey us without question. We shall have minutes, seconds only.
I will get word to the Tsar somehow. But whether he will believe me, that is another matter. He may regard it as some sort of trap, and who shall blame him?
Well, show him this.
A ring with the insignia of the Royal Romanov House. Where did you get it?
From King George V. It was given to him by the Tsar himself. It will prove my credentials. And what will you do afterwards? Will you come with us?
No, my friend. I'm too valuable to our cause where I am. I shall stay.
Well, good luck, then.
And to you, my friend. And to you.
Major, Look, we have a visitor.
Tremaine, what are you doing here?
I've been paying a few calls, Tom. I thought I'd drop in on you.
At this time of night? Hey, you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, you don't look it. Sit down, I'll fix you a drink.
If I sit down, I shan't get up again.
So, when are you going to collect your parcel?
Tomorrow, in the morning. Tell me, Tom, what time were you planning to leave Ekaterinburg?
You tell me.
Well, could you make it, say, around 10:15 in the morning?
Why, you son of a bitch. You want to use the Royal Flush as a damn decoy.
How did you guess?
Hey, do you know what they got out there? They got dynamite under the bridge. They got field guns covering the tracks.
They
got...
blow this train to Kingdom Come.
All right, if you don't feel you can help.
No, I didn't say that. Just what exactly do you want?
Well, at 10 a.m. tomorrow, the balloon will go up. By 10:30, perhaps sooner, they'll start chasing somebody.
And you wanted it should be the Royal Flush.
Exactly. If you could pull out at about 10:15, my guess is that they'll think you've got the Tsar and his family aboard.
And while they are chasing the Royal Flush, you'll be heading off in a different direction, perhaps.
Well, there's no risk to you. When they stop you, you play the innocent. Let them search the train from top to bottom. Naturally, they'll find nothing.
Ah, real simple. Okay. Now listen, if we do make it out of here, we'll wait down the line at that spot at the forest where you got off. We'll hang on for, say, 24 hours. So if anything goes wrong with your transportation, you head for us, right?
Right.
I demand to see the train commander at once.
Sorry, ma'am. I can't allow you aboard.
What the hell is going on down there, Kelly?
This lady is asking...
Are you in charge of this train?
I guess you could say that, yes.
Then let me introduce myself. My name is Margaret Wellmeadow.
Miss Wellmeadow.
You know me, but...
James Tremaine. We met in Petrograd last year.
Good heavens, I hardly recognized you, Mr. Tremaine.
Nor are you, Miss Wellmeadow.
However, your being here is a piece of great good fortune. I'm sure you will be able to help me.
Well, if I can, although I must warn you that I'm
through
not...
Through circumstances which I will not go into now, I find myself responsible for the welfare of two young children. It is essential that I take them east, to safety. That is why I'm here. I wish to take passage on this train when it leaves.
This is a military train, ma'am. The trip we're making could be dangerous.
Oh, I am quite used to danger, sir. And I believe it will be infinitely more dangerous if we remain here. Now, if you will direct us to the appropriate wagon...
Us?
Oh, of course. I thought I'd made myself plain. I have the two children here with me, together with our friend and servant, Collier.
Here?
Here. We are packed and ready.
Look, ma'am, can't you understand?
Please.
Tom, take them.
Huh?
Take
them. Okay. I guess there won't be any peace until I do. Kelly?
Sir?
Take this lady and the others and put them in number 3 wagon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Tremaine.
My pleasure.
Is she an old girlfriend of yours?
As a matter of fact, no, although I wouldn't mind. She's a very good-looking girl, don't you think?
Hell, Spence. It's been a crazy night.
It could be a crazy day tomorrow, too.
This will do. Stop here, Paul. Now, the two sisters from the convent should be here at any moment. They pass along this road into town.
What are we to do?
Kidnap them.
Mother of God! Kidnap 2 holy sisters?
It's in a good cause, Paul. God will approve. And of course we shan't hurt them.
All the same,
Shh. Here they come. There we are, sisters. A nice, clean, comfortable room. We shall only keep you here for a couple of hours, no more.
This is outrageous.
An outrage.
The food we were carrying, that was for the Tsar and his family. We were on our way to the house with special purpose to deliver it.
Don't worry. We will see that it is delivered. Now, one other thing. I'd like you to take off your clothes.
What? We shall do no such thing.
No such thing.
Your headdresses, veils, robes and shoes. That's all. You may keep the rest.
Most certainly not.
Never, never.
I'll give you 2 minutes, sisters. If you're not out of those habits by then, I'll send in 4 men to strip you.
Are you ready, Zaka?
Once I get this damned veil in place.
Well, I must say, you look every inch like a sister in those robes.
Have you seen yourself? Pull your skirt down, man. Have you no modesty?
Sir Marin.
Here.
Check it through once more.
You and the Colonel will approach the guards at the front of the house of special purpose, disguised as Sisters of Mercy. You will take care of the outer guards. At this time, I will arrive with 2 detachments of Circassians in trucks carrying the Soviet emblem. At a signal from you, we will charge the palisades.
There are 2 sets of palisades. It is essential that we get through the second one before the guards have time to recover from the surprise. The Tsar and the others should be in the grounds, and they will be expecting us. Now have the second truck ready with the engine running. Shortly, our friends are going to begin creating various diversions in the town, explosions and so forth. Ignore them. Is that all clear?
All clear, sir.
That's it. Let's go.
There's another one. What do you make of it, comrade?
Perhaps the whites have broken through.
They wouldn't leave the Tsar and the others in this house if the whites were near.
Here come the 2 sisters from the Convent of the Resurrection. They may know something.
What would they know, you fool?
Look, there are a couple of trucks full of our troops.
They're drawing up here. What the devil's going on?
With this trouble in the town, they may have sent reinforcements to guard the Tsar. Or they may even have come to take him away. Ah, sisters, good day to you.
Good morning.
Have you heard anything about trouble in the town? All these explosions?
Wait, hold it. There's something funny going on here. You're not the regular sister.
Keep quiet, you red bastard. Move a muscle and I'll let you have this knife in the guts. Now, stand naturally.
Those machine gunners in the turret room. Call them down here. Nice and easy now.
It's a trick! Fire, comrade! Fire!
I warned you!
Okay.
Come on, somebody! In.
Forward!
Come on, forward!
Psycho! What? We're through the palisade. We'll never make it across the yard to the house as long as that machine gun keeps going.
We have to get through. Follow me.
I'll try to get onto the roof and deal with the machine gun from there. You round up the Tsar and the others. And I've cleared out the machine gun. Make a run for the trucks.
The Tsar and the Tsarevich must be in the house. I can see the women sheltering under the lee of the wall, but I can't see the Tsar.
Well, I'll find him. Now, cover me.
He's made it to the wall of the house. He's started to climb.
Hurry, man, hurry.
Damn machine gun. We try to get the Tsar out, he simply mows all down.
He's on the roof. Good man. Now, a grenade should do the trick. Hurry, man, hurry. He's done it. Forward! Forward!
Long live the Tsar!
finished off the guards.
So what about your men?
Our losses were heavy.
And the Imperial family?
We're taking the Tsarina and the Grand Duchesses to the trucks. But where's the Tsar and the Tsarevich?
Well, I've searched the upper rooms. There's no sign.
And I've been through all the rooms here on the ground floor. What the devil could...
Wait! Listen! Listen!
It's coming from the cellar. The Tsarevich has a dog.
Quick! Down these stairs! Here. It's coming from here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Saka.
He is dead. Our little father is dead. And his son with him.
Sir, the Tsarina and the daughters are aboard the truck. We must leave now. We cannot wait a moment longer.
They have killed them, Paul. They have murdered our Tsar and our Tsarevich. We cannot leave them here. Burial, Christian burial. We must...
Sir, we have no time.
He's right, Saka.
I told you, Tremaine, a dying species. Our little Tsar, people like me.
Saka, think of the others.
You take the Tsarina, you know what to do. You go also, Paul, my friend, leave me here.
But, sir...
You must, I have things to do. My pack is on the truck. Leave it at the gate for me. Go, damn you, go, that's an order.
Yes, sir.
As for you, Englishman, don't blame yourself. You did well, and we almost made it.
Almost is not enough.
It will have to do. What is that saying of yours? Half a loaf. Keep them safe, my friend. Take them where they will be happy.
Goodbye, Saka.
Goodbye, James Ivanovich.
They may have got away with the women, Comrade Mogilov, but they won't get far. As for the Tsar and his bastard son, they're finished.
All the same, Moscow will not be pleased. After all, Comrade Chairman, it was you who took away my picked guards and replaced them with untrained troops of your own.
My men gave a good account of themselves. 14 of the counter-revolutionaries were found dead or wounded at the House of Special Purpose.
They will not help if you get excited. In a sense, our necks are on the same block. Let us leave the question of the dead Romanovs aside for the moment and concentrate on the ones who escaped. How, in your view, was that escape effected?
That's obvious, surely. The whole business was engineered by the Americans.
An imperialist plot?
Exactly so. The explosions in the town were deliberately timed to divert us. And it was certainly no accident that the American train left Ekaterinburg only a few minutes after the assault.
Did it have permission to leave?
No, but that is academic. We shall stop the train, never fear.
Oh, we have crossed the bridge. That's something.
Well, we're not out of the woods yet. Hey, look, there's that young Red Commander, Dukov, standing in the middle of the track.
He's waving us down. You want me to go through him?
Hell no, pull her up. He's not such a bad guy. Besides, if he opens up with that big gun up on the embankment, we're dead ducks. Hi there, Dukov. What seems to be the trouble?
I have orders. The train must be searched.
We got nothing on board to interest you.
Then you have nothing to fear.
Okay, look all you want.
How far are we from Krasno now, Paul?
2 miles at most.
Go on until you find some cover, then stop. We won't take any chances. I want you to send a small patrol into Krasno to check. Perhaps you better go yourself.
To check what?
But go to the house of Andrei Putilov. It is a low white house on the river next to the boatyard. I'm told it's easy to find. Putilov will be expecting you. He is arranging for a boat to take the Tsarina and the others up the river Ob to rendezvous with the British ship. Tell him we'll bring the women in right away. I want to get them moving upriver by early afternoon.
It will be done, James Ivanovich.
Why are they taking so long searching the train, Klaus?
They are searching everything.
Yeah.
Commander! Commander, here!
Hell's bells. Look, they have found that English lady.
I knew she'd be trouble. I better go see what's happening.
But you cannot do this. I am simply taking the children to safety.
You have no authority to travel.
What does that matter when children are involved?
Well, what's wrong, Commander?
This woman, the man Collier, and the 2 children have no authority to travel, no permit.
Well, I can explain that. I gave him permission. You see, this lady's kind of a friend of a friend. You understand?
It is not permitted. She must come back with me and bring the children also.
I can't. Oh, please. Nikolai, I thought you were a friend.
It is not a matter of friendship. Look, could I speak with you for a minute alone?
Ah, sure thing. I'll get back to the locomotive. Holler if you need me.
Thank you.
Margaret.
Yes?
Why do you wish to leave?
Nikolai, you must know that. I want to get home to my own country. I want to settle the children with their uncle in America, or with someone who will see to their future. I want to get away from war and fight.
It won't last forever. Peace will come. Then a new life. A free, wonderful life. Listen, please. It's terrible to have to speak like this here, but I really have no choice. You understand?
No, I don't really understand, but I shall try to.
In normal times, friendship, all that sort of thing, can develop naturally, grow at its own pace, so to speak. And then when the moment is ripe... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not speaking clearly. You see, I want you to stay, Margaret. Not as a prisoner, but as my friend. I want you to stay of your own free will.
Oh, Nikolai.
I know I have no right to ask you. But sometimes the heart runs away with the head. And in these times, decisions have to be made quickly. I ask you sincerely, please, to stay.
Comrade Commander!
Yes, what is it?
A dispatch from Commander Sablin. The Czechs have broken our lines along 6 miles of the southern front. We are ordered there at once.
I'll give the order. I'll be with you in one moment.
Yes, sir.
Margaret. I'm sorry. It seems... Please forgive my foolishness just now.
Oh, it was not foolish.
I allowed my subjective feelings to... Well, they say all things are for the best. Make a good journey, Margaret.
You mean we can go?
Yes. Yes. You can go.
What will you do now, Jens Ivanovich?
There was no sign of Putilov, you say?
Hardly anyone around. But one old boatman said that Putilov and his family were taken by the Reds yesterday, and they sunk his entire fleet of boats.
Oh, and that's that.
So what will you do?
But we can't stay here. There's only one thing for it. We'll just have to take Her Imperial Majesty and the four duchesses south to pick up Major Story and the Royal Flush. It'll be waiting at the point where we disembarked the other day. Can you lead us there?
Of course. James Ivanovich.
Yes, Paul?
I think we ought to stop here and make camp for the night.
Stop?
It's getting dark. I know the route by daylight, but in the dark I might lead you wrong. In any case, the men are exhausted.
How far are we from the railway?
I would say about 6 hours' drive. We'll be safe enough if we camp here on the edge of the forest.
All right. Pull over and they'll follow us.
Right. Guards are posted. Get some rest, James Ivanovich. There's nothing more you can do until the morning.
What's that noise?
The Tsarina, the Empress. She is not herself.
It's bad. It's a strange sickness there. Sort of mania.
After what they've been through...
It's not surprising. It's odd, but I find it hard to think of them as, well, royalty. They seem sort of reduced. Just 5 more poor, helpless women.
Get some rest. I'll call you. James Ivanovich, wake up, wake up!
What is it?
The Tsarina.
What about her?
She's gone. And the four Grand Duchesses have gone with her.
Have you searched?
Of course. No sign.
How could this happen? What were the bloody guards doing?
What could they do? The Tsarina said they wished to go into the forest. The guard assumed that it was for a call of nature. He didn't dare to ask.
But didn't he follow them?
Follow the Empress? How is that possible? One must have a certain respect.
Well, damn the respect! How long have they been gone?
An hour.
Oh, good God, why didn't you wake me before?
We've been searching. The men are still searching.
We've got 8 hours, give or take a few minutes, before Major Story gives us up and moves off with the Royal Flush.
They've been found. A single shot. That was the signal. It came from over there.
Oh, come on, come on.
There. The small clearing. Oh, my God. Wojtek, what has happened here?
We found them 5 minutes ago, sir. The Empress and two of the Grand Duchesses, Titania and Maria. The Empress is dead.
Dead?
Her Highness, the Grand Duchess Maria, said that the Tsarina suddenly collapsed, as if her heart had given out.
The other two Grand Duchesses, Anastasia and Olga.
They are not here. They have gone. What a day. What an accursed day. His Imperial Majesty, the Tsarevich, and now Her Majesty.
We must try and find the two missing girls, Paul.
Look at her face. Look at the face of the Empress. She is at peace. At last. We shall bury her here, in the freedom of the forest. Jesu, most sweet. O glory of the apostles. O Jesu mine, lauded by the martyrs. Jesu, save her. Jesu, our Saviour, most beautiful. Have mercy upon her, who dost come to thee, and make her worthy of the joys of heaven. O Jesu, lover of mankind.
We searched the forest for the other two girls, Grand Duchess Olga and Grand Duchess Anastasia, but we had no success. In the end, we had to give up and make for the train. Tom's story was waiting with the Royal Flush, and we headed east. The next day, we were in Omsk.
What happened to Kosakov? Did you hear?
Oh, yes. Zahar died as he'd lived. After we'd left, he went to a meeting of the Regional Soviet. He put on the full uniform of an officer in the Imperial Chevalier Guards and covered this with an old overcoat. At an appropriate moment, went onto the platform, ripped off the overcoat, and stood there in that fantastic uniform. Well, the crowd was so shocked, I'm told, that nobody moved. And then Zahar took out a grenade, pulled the pin, and shouted, "I've brought you a present, you murderers, so that you will remember the Tsar." He blew himself up, and half the committee went with him. Typical.
What I don't understand is that when the Whites did eventually capture Ekaterinburg, they reported that all the Romanovs, the women included, had been murdered at the House of Special Purpose. They said no one escaped.
Well, you can take your choice. You can believe that report, or you can believe the story I've told you.
Oh, I prefer your version, I think.
Thank you. Yes, it's interesting when you think of what happened to some of the people involved. Dukov, for instance, Nikolai Dukov, the young Bolshevik officer. Does the name Dukov ring a bell with you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he became a general in the Red Army. He was one of the heroes of the defense of Stalingrad in the Second World War.
And Miss Meg, Margaret Wellmeadow, I think I can guess what happened to her.
Oh, you can you?
Oh, yes, I've been putting two and two together. Michael, your old servant, the man who hit me on the head when I first came here to Trevelli.
Well, what about him?
Would he be Kolya by any chance?
Well done, yes, indeed. We gave him a home here, changed his name to Michael, a little more English, you understand. Well, go on now, don't stop there. What else have you worked out?
Well, you have Kolya here, so your wife...
Yes.
She is, she was, Miss Meg. Well, you said you were attracted to her.
Miss Meg. Oh, she'll enjoy that. She'll like that.
What are you two up to? What's the joke?
Tell her.
Well, I'm afraid that I assumed that you were Miss Meg. Am I wrong?
Oh, I'm afraid so. James, it's cruel of you to tease our guest. No, Miss Meg went to America with Major Story. They handed the children over to an uncle.
And did they marry Story and Miss Meg?
No, they were just good friends, as they say. Story wasn't the marrying kind.
Meg changed and developed an awful lot.
Well, if you're not Miss Meg, then who?
Can't you guess? Why do you think we moved here? Why do you think we guard our privacy so well? I fell in love with James on the train, on the long journey to Vladivostok, and he with me, I think.
No, there's no thinking about it. I've been in love with her since that day in the forest.
My sister Titania entered a religious order and went to West Africa as a nurse. She died there 20 years ago.
Mm. Allow me to present the last of the Romanovs, the Grand Duchess Maria.
Not any longer. No. I prefer to be known as your wife. Mm. Nothing more, my dear.
And that, more or less, was the end of the story for me. Except that about 6 months after our talk, Viscount Tremaine of Trevellick died, leaving no heir. His wife, Maria, couldn't live without him, and she followed him 2 days later. Tremaine left me all his books and personal papers. He'd had many adventures apart from his exploits in Russia, adventures which one day will be worth the telling. Maria also left me a small but precious souvenir, a signet ring bearing the falcon, the personal crest of the Tsar. Strictly speaking, I suppose I should return it whence it came, to Buckingham Palace. But it was left to me after all, and I intend to keep it.
In The Secret of the Forest, Part 5 of The Buckingham Palace Connection, dramatized for radio by Ted Willis from his own novel, Ted Willis played himself. Maurice Denham was Lord Tremaine, Jeremy Clyde, Captain Tremaine, Joyce Carey, Lady Tremaine, Elizabeth Proud, Meg, Bob Sherman, Major Story, Sean Barrett, Colonel Kasakov, and Hayden Wood, Nikolai Dukov. Mogilov was played by Nicholas Courtney, Gromyko by Cyril Shapps, Klaus by John Rye, Kelly by John Livesey, Samarin by James Windsor, Sister Lyudmila by Pauline Letts, Sister Yelise Vieta by Jane Knowles, Wojtek by David McAllister, and The Corporal by John Webb. The serial was directed by Glyn Dearmer.